on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An online petition demanding justice for a seven-year-old girl who was raped at a school in the Eastern Cape has amassed over 700,000 signatures. There's been anger over the incident said to have taken place as the child, known as Cwecwe, waited for transport at school last October. Several marches have been planned around the country, with one taking place in Cape Town tomorrow and another at the Union Buildings in over a week's time. Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube says the incident has sparked outrage after the school was accused of mishandling the situation.
So this week has been very heavy for most of us. From Matatiela, not too far from here, was brutally violated, and her perpetrators are yet to be found and prosecuted. Schools are meant to be places of safety, places of learning, places where parents leave their children to get an education.
Gwagube was speaking in Makanda at the Uyinene Mhwekiana commemorative lecture. Mhwekiana, a UCT student, was raped and murdered at a post office in Cape Town in 2019. Eskom's first round of electricity tariff hikes will kick in tomorrow. The 12.7% increase will affect some 3 million residential customers who receive their power directly from the utility. Chris Yelland is an energy analyst and managing director at EE Business Intelligence. He says they conducted a study on the impact of the tariff increases on Eskom's direct residential customers. He says the study found that some customers may actually pay more than the approved increase.
For the smaller customers, they get bigger price increases. And the bigger the customer you are, the lower your price increase. And the reason for that is because there used to be a cross-subsidy with lower prices for small users. Now they've taken away that subsidy. There used to be a special low price if you were using less than 350 kilowatt hours a month.
Former President Jacob Zuma has suffered his eighth legal defeat in his attempt to privately prosecute state advocate Billy Downer and journalist Karen Morn. The Constitutional Court has dismissed his application for leave to appeal with costs. Zuma wanted the Cong Court to order the Supreme Court of Appeal to hear his appeal against an earlier dismissal of his private prosecution. He accused Downer and Morn of leaking a doctor's letter related to his corruption trial. The decision marks another setback for Zuma's prolonged legal battles. And Myanmar has declared a week of mourning as the death toll from last week's earthquake passes 2,000. Authorities say national flags will fly at half-mast until the 6th of April. The junta has also announced a minute's silence on Tuesday at the exact moment the 7.7 magnitude quake struck, and hopes of finding more survivors in the rubble of the buildings are fading. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Ruben Amorim not concerned about the form of Marcus Rashford. Sundowns and Pirates primed for some CAF Champions League quarterfinal action this week. And Jakob Mensik up an incredible 30 places in the ATP rankings after his Miami victory.